Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you all please be so kind as to share this contact information with others so that they are also able to start their day with words of encouragement. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement today will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled Serving and Another Chance God and comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. I ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you, Grace Nurture and Grace View, and all those who are part of the Grace Nurture Network. We want to thank you for being a participant in this message on this morning. Today, I want to encourage all of us by informing us all once again that we serve in another chance God. And what I mean by another chance God, I mean by a God that's offered his creation another chance. As on tomorrow, we can call ourselves serving another chance God. God has given us another day to learn how to live right, be right, and do right. You look at 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, talks about God is not slack concerning his promise, and kind of slackness, but he's long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Then God has given his world another chance. Some of you will call it a new chance, an additional chance. Some of you call it a second chance. However you want to look at it, God has given us another chance. Even from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, how that God said that he would give us a new covenant, a new way, a new law, not according to the law which was given us when he walked us out of Egyptian bondage by our hand, which law we break, but he said he gives a new law. We find in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Bible talks about, say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's why I know the word of God teaches that we serve in another chance God. But today, let's take a look at 1 Peter. The chapter is 1, verse 22, about verse 23, 24, 25. It says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again. Here's that second chance. Here's that another chance. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Being born again. We've heard this phrase used on numerous occasions, but what does it mean? Well, we find a very interesting passage in the Gospel of John, John chapter 3, a very intelligent man. In fact, the man was a politician. That's not to say there's anything wrong with politicians, but they're pretty well educated, and they're knowledgeable of a lot of the things that are going around in society and the culture. And generally, they do know things. They're informed. But here's one. They evidently didn't understand what it meant to be born again. But in Nicodemus' case, in John chapter 3, the Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So he was a man of great status. He was of a great high class of Jews, the Pharisees. He was a ruler. He was at the top echelon of his culture and time and society. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we see then that Jesus insists that a man be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Continuing verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, he must be born again. Well, Nicodemus didn't comprehend what Jesus was saying to him, but Jesus insisted that in order for a man to go into the kingdom of heaven, that is eternity, they must be born again. In other words, you must be remade, redone, revitalized. You get a fresh start, a new start, another start. And it's so important that we learn to love one another. Going back to 1 Peter, this is a time that we really need to be overwhelmed with love, overshadowed with love because of what we are experiencing in our culture, in our time. And that was one of the encouraging things that Peter said then to those whom he wrote to. He said, seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brother, that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So we can no longer be as we once were. We are to be born again. Now, going over to chapter 2 of 1 Peter, he keeps the same concept going. He says, Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes. Here's that rebirth. In order to experience that rebirth, not only must you get to know Christ, you have to make some changes, or changes are to take place in your life. Once you have been purified, that is through obeying the truth, being born again, you ought to live as though you are born again. Lay aside, mean put off, abandon, forsake some of our habits, ideas, attitudes, envies, evil speakings, all of them, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And so we must be in this growth process because now we are a newborn. We are brand new. In other words, we got a fresh start. We are adults, but we spiritually are as newborn babes. And we are to be nourished all over again, just as we were as fleshly babies. Now we are spiritual babies, and we need to desire the sincere milk of the word of God because that is the only way by which we can grow. Verse 3 says, If so be ye have taste, that the Lord is gracious. I'm an infant. And those who are on the air are quite certain you're adults and you understand breastfeeding and nurturing and everything. And so little babies, including me, so my mom said that you love to breastfeed, and we just couldn't wait until she got to that part to where, hey, I could automatically find it because I knew the value of breastfeeding and how good the milk tastes. And so here's a spiritual way of explaining it through God's word. If so be ye have taste, that the word of the Lord is gracious. Seeing how God has blessed your life, seeing how God has changed your life, seeing how God has given you another chance in life, we are so gracious and we're so thankful that we just can't wait to be in God's presence. We can't wait to hear God's word. We can't wait to be a part of his service. We just love being around him because we know how gracious he is and how well he blessed us. And so we ought to live as though we have been born again, brought back from the dead. And so when we look at this word again, we go back to James chapter 1. I'm showing you how we got to this point of being born again, and those who need to realize that they were born again. Another word for born again is begotten or begate. And verse 18 of James 1 says, of his own will beget us he with the word of truth, that we should be of kind of a first fruit of his creatures. And so when we submitted our will to the will of God, that is obeyed the word of God, and as the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we understand that we took in God's word and how we were born again. Verse 21 says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. And so those who've been born again, those who have been given another chance, they received this chance from God. How did they get it? When they heard God's word, when they believed it to be true, when they acknowledged it by confessing their faith in Christ and were baptized, their life started all a new chance in Christ. In James chapter 3, Brother Titus chapter 3, and verse number 5, it points it out once again how this all takes place and will become brand new. It says in Titus 3, 5, Titus 3 and verse 5, this is what I want to do. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Here's the washing. Regenerate means to be born again, get another chance, a new life. And I love 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man would be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so, serving a God of another chance. We serve another chance, God. God has given all of us another chance. And we need to be thankful and we need to be grateful that he has given us another chance. But what are we going to do with another chance that God has given us? Each day, each year, we do wrong things, we say wrong things, we think wrong things, but yet God gave us another chance. This reminds us of the prodigal son that we read about in Luke chapter 15, how that he abandoned his father, and he got him blessings in advance. And he went and he splurged, he wasted all the blessings the Lord had given him. But now he's broke, he's empty, he's running on empty spiritually. In fact, he run out of all his spiritual fortitude. Now, who can he turn to? Those whom he thought would give him a great life, an exciting new life. They needed God also. So who could he come to? He came back to the Father. Father had given him all that he ever could want, but now the Father is giving him another chance. And he came back with the right attitude. He said, I'm going to come back less than a servant, less than a slave, because I need another chance. And so on today, as we live the rest of our day, let us never forget that we serve a God who is a God of another chance. May God bless you and may keep you. And will you be encouraged today by this word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
More than conquerors,
Jesus, our Lord. Yeah.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well,
Brother Griffin, could you please close us out with a word of prayer?
Amen. And the Father, we're so thankful for this day. Thank you for all that you are doing for us. We just pray mightily through our spirit that you will ever be the great God that you are, and continue to give us a chance, another chance, as we petition you in prayer, as we repent and change our ways of living. Guide us, keep us in the hub of your hand, and keep us throughout this day. This we do pray in your Son Christ's name. Amen.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around, yeah, yeah, yeah. With more
Christ,
only
Jesus,
only Jesus,
more than a miracle
to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
I
love
you.
Whatever you may go through in your life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in through the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God
take away, all pain, give you a brighter day. Hold on. He's more. He's more. Yeah. But Jesus, he's more.